It's The Shortlist with Jake and Amy.
Hey there, all you cool cats and kittens.
I was waiting to see who would talk first.
I shouldn't say you never do.
What?
Talk first.
Also, usually beats me to it.
That's true. That's true. Well, I heard somebody else use the hey there, all you cool cats and kittens the other day on something. It was like a news channel and I started feeling a lot less original.
Well, you know, it is a very popular docuseries.
And it's blowing up. And they released a new episode.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
Pretty funny.
Joel McHale. That is
Yeah. From The Soup and Community.
Yeah.
So, funny guy.
Yeah, it wasn't really so much a new episode as it was kind of like interviewing the main players of Tiger King.
Yeah. So, no big secret, but we're going to get right into TV shows.
Jeez, I was like, what? What's on the agenda?
But we do love The Bachelor.
Okay, you love The Bachelor.
You don't lie to me and tell me that you don't love it.
No, no, no. If this was 5 seasons ago, yes, I would say I love The Bachelor. 5 seasons now, Jake loves The Bachelor.
True. It's incredible. But they released this, I mean, if anybody has a television and can see ABC, they've seen a promo for this Listen to Your Heart show.
I will say, go ahead.
No, no, no. Tell me what, I want to hear your thoughts.
Well, no. Why don't you give a little breakdown of what it's about?
I mean, the show is combining a singing competition with The Bachelor. So it's American Idol,
but
with romantic relationships.
Sorry. Is it, though, a singer? I know they're all singers and songwriters and musicians. So are they competing for a prize?
That's a good point. I don't think they're competing for a prize. I think the prize is each other's hearts.
Okay, yes. So I do like, so let's back up. So this was on, I don't even know what night it was.
Last Monday. This last Monday.
Okay.
I remember.
And I was, you know, working hard at my puzzle in the kitchen. And I see Jake sit down to enjoy this. And I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm making my little comments. Before you know it, I'm joining him on the couch in between my puzzle breaks.
Saying all the same things we say at every, I mean, it is The Bachelor. I think they're just adding in a lot of musical, like the fact that these two people can maybe do duets together and write together.
But I think these people, no offense to anyone that has been on The Bachelor or Bachelorette, I am not one of those people. And, you know, I'm not trying to dig. Do your thing. But these folks that
sometimes we go grocery shopping with these people.
Exactly. But these folks that we saw on, what is it called?
Listen to Your Heart.
Right. They do seem a little more level-headed, at least so far.
In all relativity, yes, a little bit. There was only one real character in there.
I have a predicament.
And he was gone right away. But I had a lot of thoughts about it going in because I'm like, what the flip? They are just trying to monetize, you know, music. I mean, it just seemed like a monetized music and the popularity of The Bachelor. And I was like, I get it, but it's such a money grab. And then I was like, well, but maybe it'll be kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, it's on. I mean, I'm just fascinated. Anything involving music, I will definitely check out. Like I'm always intrigued by anything that involves music,
mm-hmm.
but not everything is a hit with me. Like I can't watch American Idol really for an extended period of time. I don't watch The Voice past the blind auditions. It's just once we get into the competition aspect of stuff, I start losing it. So I was skeptical, but I wanted to see how it went, and I loved it. It was like seeing, I told you, I used to go to this music camp as a kid, and it was just like camp.
Yeah, and that's disturbing.
It is. And that's what I love about it, is that you have 32-year-old men acting like they don't know how to ask a girl to kiss them.
Yeah. I'm glad one of us likes it.
Yeah. It's just, it's everything that everybody likes about bad television, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody, but a lot of people, clearly.
Diving right in.
Yeah. So anyway, bad TV aside,
mm-hmm.
how else have we been surviving week four? What did we decide?
You're definitely in week 5 of working from home. I'm into my, yeah, almost week five.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You basically started your work from home, what, 5 days after me?
Yeah, if that.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. March 18th was my first work from home day.
Yeah.
Today is, I guess that is only, no. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We're going on like week five.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. We finally, it did take a lot longer than I thought for you to get a puzzle into the house.
Why?
Because you love puzzles.
Yeah, but they take up so much room and they devote all my time. I don't eat. I don't sleep.
You do get sucked in right away.
I got Rose Stone's gene in me.
Yeah.
You know?
I know it was a little, it probably was nails on a chalkboard to you, but I liked our little trash talking.
Jake was so annoying. I put together 97% of this puzzle and he'd just come along, maybe pop in a piece and he'd be like, wow, must be so glad that you have me, the best puzzle helper ever. And just these stupid little trash talk remarks. And I was getting sincerely annoyed.
The thing about trash talking is that I love doing it.
Hold on, let me ask the peanut gallery.
That's the sound of our dog's nose.
Let's try it one more time. Hold on. Nope, she's mad at me. Continue.
The thing that I like about trash talking is doing it when I know that I'm bad at something.
Yeah, but you're not bad at the puzzle. You just were not really contributing.
Exactly.
And all you wanted to do was tell me how much I sucked and you were so great.
Then that I was contributing so much to it when clearly I had just come in at the last minute and put together maybe 4%.
Man, am I right?
But it's just, I don't know. Real. I was thinking about this. I have real, I don't always do well under pressure with something that I really enjoy. So.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, basketball to me is a good example. In high school, when I got to the varsity level, I totally cracked under pressure. Like, okay. I just didn't like it. It totally took everything out of it for me. But when I'm just having fun and I don't really care about if I'm being good, I can trash talk and have fun. It doesn't matter what's happening. It doesn't matter if I suck. It doesn't matter if I'm doing great.
Yeah, you know, it's low risk.
Right. So with puzzling, it was like I knew that I wasn't going to be doing nearly as much as you were. And I knew I'm not as good at it as you are. You're much quicker at it. You have
one of my finest skills, I must say.
I don't even think that's your finest skill.
I said one of.
True.
Oh boy.
So yeah, anyway, it was fun.
No, I think getting back to kind of our routine, if we can even call it that, here at the house, it's like, again, going on week five for me of working from home, I'm definitely still productive. Like I'm working all day.
Yeah.
But it is much easier to say, oh, I should throw in a load of laundry. Oh, I should probably sweep over in that corner. Oh, I should take the dog out for another walk, which isn't a bad thing. And I am so lucky. My boss is unreal and is all about kind of taking care of the things you need to, even if it is taking your dog for a walk, as long as, you know, the work gets done. But of course, if I'm at the office, I don't have those distractions. So it's been a little different, of course.
Why do you think you feel like you should put a load of laundry in or that you should do?
Because I'm home.
Yeah.
And there's those things still need to get done.
Yeah.
And if I'm seeing it and I can't just get it done, that annoys me. If I'm at the office and I know a load of laundry needs to be done, there's nothing I can do about it.
Right.
So, but anyway, so I don't know. It's been weird.
Yeah. I mean, do you think it would... This is an experiment. Do you think it would be worth at all just saying, I am not going to do any house-related stuff while I am between the hours of 8 and 4 or whatever?
Yeah, just say, I mean, for sure.
I know it's hard. I mean, because I do the same thing. I'm just wondering, you know, if there are, like, boundaries to set.
No, you know, I mean, I think that makes sense. I think it's just... You can set all the boundaries you want, but at the end of the day, you're still at your house and everything's right there. So I don't know. Been a little weird for me. How about for you?
I mean, I've been fortunate enough to be able to work from home, maybe a few days a month the entire time I've had my job. So
right.
there's, I kind of knew what to expect in that sense. And a lot of what I do is really isolating myself and focusing on trying to get on some momentum with writing. So, I mean, in that sense, it hasn't been that hard. It hasn't been that different. What we have done, because I'm down at 2/3 time, is more managing exactly how to lay out my capacity with reduced time.
Right.
You know, so instead of 8 hours a day, I have like 5 and a little over a quarter or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that means, you know, instead of being able to get to 4 2-hour-long tasks, I have to just focus on one big thing and 3 small things. You know, it just kind of, the way that that has shifted around is a little different. But overall, it's been fine.
Same for you.
I just take longer breaks in the middle of the day. It's been nice to have lunch.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
With you at the water cooler, if you will, which has been it's a new. I've never heard that laugh.
Oh, I'm full of funny laughs.
You are.
So yeah, that's kind of been. I don't know. I mean, I don't really. I feel like I don't have much to talk about.
No.
I wake up. I go to work. I take the dog on a walk.
I wake up. I go to the living room.
Yeah, that's my office.
Yeah. You've been doing a good job, though, of keeping the office together, I think.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Your dispersed office. Speaking of laughs, though, we bootlegged a couple of the newest
season
of Schitt's Creek. And I have never seen Amy laugh in that way. Like, you've never been happier in your life.
I love Schitt's Creek. It's so funny. But I can't watch bootlegs. I feel guilty. So
no,
I
right.
stopped after episode 2.
We did. But it sincerely, there were like these weird cackles that I'd never heard come out of you.
It was coming from the depths of my loins.
And it's, you.
Do women have loins?
Yeah. Yeah. Gird your loins.
Hold on. I got to Google it. I'm so dumb. It came from the inner depths of my being. Hold on. I'm doing this.
Amy's gotten so into.
Women have. Loins.
Amy, I think it's so into, well, I do too, but the characters of Schitt's Creek, like it, so when you're involved in the characters, it doesn't matter what they say.
This is exactly where my laugh came from. In human anatomy, the term loin or loins, plural, refers to the side of the human body below the rib cage to just above the pelvis. I mean, this is exactly where my laugh was coming from.
I think because it rhymes with groin, I assumed it was closer to the groin.
Yeah. Look, I learned something new.
Interesting.
Yeah, I laughed
a
lot.
We all learned something new.
We need to lay off the television. I think we're spending too much time with the TV brain.
I actually think we've reduced it.
From
personally.
When?
From earlier on in the quarantine days.
Really?
What are they going to call this phase?
I mean, I think it's going to be just, I can't use my words. What's the word I'm looking for?
COVID?
No.
Coronavirus?
No. It was before that. This will be referred to, you know?
Yeah.
Probably as COVID-19.
Huh. Like, because it's so many things. There's an economic downturn. There's sheltering in place.
Mm-hmm.
The great indoors is something like that. You know, I think they'll be in decades. They'll come up with some interesting name for this time.
Maybe.
Like, I don't know.
Crazy. Well, I feel like, you know, we could talk about COVID forever and
totally.
We probably will. But I think one thing to mention that happened yesterday that was terrifying, and thank God everyone is okay. It's so in Jay, Maine, which is where my mom is from. And I actually have family that still live there. Is it the Versamill?
No.
Yes.
It was the Versamill.
Oh, yeah. It's something Plexus or something.
Yeah.
So, sorry. This mill has been changed over the years. But a mill in Jay exploded yesterday.
Really exploded.
Not the entire mill, but it's basically where they, if I'm understanding correctly, where the digester is. So, it works on the wood chips and makes the pulp.
Yeah.
But the video, if you haven't seen it, first of all, let me just preface. No one was injured. No one.
Which is wild.
When I saw the explosion, I sincerely thought hundreds, if not more, were dead.
Yeah.
And the first thing I did, I literally was actually on the phone for work and I hung up. I was calling Martin's Point and I just hung up to call my mom because my Uncle Mario works there. And luckily, he was totally fine and my cousin Brandon was fine and everyone was fine. Everyone was accounted for. It was remarkable. But the video, if you have a chance, I'm sure it's on any local news outlet, but holy shnikes.
I'm trying to liken it to maybe some of the other.
I don't even know. I mean, it was ginormous.
There've been a few explosions down in Texas, but they weren't that tall. They weren't, you know, they're more oil based or like combustion based. So it's like it's a thicker fire and it's like a heavy smoke, but this is just, it goes up so quickly. The plume of smoke.
It's unreal.
Amazing. And they played like the best video they have is, I think, from a trucker.
It's a trucker. I think he was a logging truck, and he was probably, it sounds like he was on a CB radio, and he was swearing up a storm with his main accent. And I love it because that's an honest reaction. It's like the mill just blew up.
There's not much in Jay.
No.
And that is really the only thing that protrudes the skyline at all. So it's a fixture of
that
whole town.
It employs so many of the,
They said the mill pays 50% of all of the property taxes for the city of Jay.
Yep. So, you know, the good news is everyone's okay. It sounds like the governor is jumping in to make sure that the mill is restored and people keep their jobs. So anyway, that was just a sad moment, but hopefully the community will be strong and be fine moving on. So thank God that my family is okay and that everyone else is okay.
Yeah. Just amazing that nobody at all was hurt, you know, let alone a family member. So,
Very, very good ending to that sad story.
Pretty wild.
So that happened yesterday. I'm trying to think if there's been anything else of note. I'm yawning. I'm so sorry. My husband will cut that out.
I will?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What else?
Or will I?
What else has happened? Let's think about this.
Let's see.
We can brainstorm. This can be chopped out.
I'm not really sure. Like, it's so hard because things start to just bleed together, really. And that sucks, but we've both been volunteering at a food bank.
Yeah, that's been really good.
Which has been really great. It's an excuse to get out of the house and work with other people, obviously with masks and gloves and stuff. But it's also
such a good cause.
Yeah, we've both been hearing, I think, really heartwarming stories about the community and people needing help and getting help
with food specifically. You're saying, yeah.
And you know, I've had other people reach out to me even saying that they want to help help volunteer because. Especially with the elderly, which is, I actually have been working more on the, you know, elderly food delivery side. Amy works more on the, like, a general just food bank side, which is neither here nor there, really. It's just kind of where there was availability. But I, you know, there are definitely a lot of concern about the elderly right now, as there should be. And so it's just, it's amazing to hear the stories of how people are
stepping up and helping.
Yeah. Even in places where there are outbreaks currently.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's super important. If there's, I mean, we saw something tonight on the news about just local restaurants that are using their space to basically make hot meals that are part of emergency food boxes, specifically in this case for the city of Portland. And I just think, I mean, the good thing is it sounds like a lot of Portland has so many restaurants. I think I think now we have more per capita than San Francisco.
Yes.
So I think, you know, as many people as possible, you don't have to own a restaurant to get involved. But if you can just start calling around and seeing what you can do to help, if they need volunteers, I think it's so important.
Yeah. And
churches for sure.
Yeah. It does make Portland particularly vulnerable to the economic fallout.
In terms of not having business?
Yes, because there are so many small businesses that just don't have the the capital reserve.
Most of Maine's businesses right. are considered, yeah.
So that's tough. But I think it just sounds like everybody's just trying to find the positive. And even if it's a matter of, look, we don't know how we're going to come out the other end, but we have the infrastructure and the kitchens to help people. So we're just going to do that.
Yep.
Is really endearing. So, and we're still waiting on our stimulus check.
Yeah.
But I think we ended up buying some takeout from a local place today and using our stimulus check in some way to, or at least maybe not our stimulus check, but at least our income to mm-hmm. continue to support local businesses.
I mean, we are extremely blessed to be working.
Yeah.
Like beyond blessed. Yeah. So if, you know, not that we do this often because we also have bills and need to save money and all of that good stuff. But yeah, we like to help out the community if we can. And mm-hmm. even something... I mean, it's not super selfless, right? We're getting good yeah. food from people who want to stay in business and yeah.
Yeah. And I've because I'm down a little bit of time, I started teaching guitar lessons and virtual guitar lessons. And one of my quote students, he's just a really close family friend who wanted to use the time, I think, to learn something. We had a long conversation about how he really wants to use this time to not just get something for himself, but to support other people and buy a service that he thinks is worth it. So mm-hmm. it's not just a matter of giving your money away to local people. It's also, people want to give you a hard day's work mm-hmm. too.
Well, the one thing I heard yesterday, and I think it's really important, I think it was on a podcast that you were listening to in the car, maybe NPR, maybe or not a podcast, but it was NPR. But talking about using this time to really make yourself better. So whether it's a hobby that you've always been interested in, and maybe you don't have the time normally to do it, or a new skill, or not even a new skill, but maybe a skill that you do have, but you just need to finesse it a little, like just using the time, whether you're actively working right now or not,
right,
to come out better at the end of it. And I think that's, no pressure. I think it's just about using this time that you're, it's not often that people are home all day long with their family or with their kids or with their animals or by themselves to just kind of devote time to things that they don't normally get to.
Right.
So that kind of stuck with me and, I don't know. I think that's a positive way to look at things.
And maybe that thing that you get better at is connecting with your family instead
of, absolutely.
Which we had a conversation with, I'm just going to tell it, even though he didn't give me permission, but my friend Jay and his youngest son, his only son, Leo. And because he didn't really usually have the time to talk to him in depth in the midst of the craziness of getting them to one program or to a
daycare
lesson
or school
Leo would ask him a question and Jay would answer it to Jay's satisfaction and then move on. But now that they kind of are just sitting around staring at each other, he asked it, his son asked him a question and he answered the question and then he just kind of sat there and he said, "Well, Leo, do you have any other questions?" And out came like five.
Leo's
right
like,
away.
"Yeah, Dad, I do."
That I think, just didn't really have the time to expound on it with your kids. And the tone of his voice when he is. The tone of his voice when he said that, I was like, "Man, that was real."
Yeah.
So I think there's
Leo, he's so cute.
He is a really cute kid. So there's a lot to be said for parents especially that are just swimming and trying to keep their heads above water with, not only cooking three meals a day now, maybe instead of two mm-hmm. or just one, and teaching, helping with school and keeping kids focused and occupied. And
well, it's like Sarah, our really good friend, one of my best friends, she is working from home and she has to work in her office, in her designated hours. Dad is home and is able to be, the caregiver for their daughter. But Blakey is like, "Why can't I talk to you until 3 o'clock, Mom. And it's like, because she has to work. It's like dividing and conquering life under one roof is just crazy. So kudos to the moms and the dads, because we don't have that yet. We have a dog.
Yeah, we have a dog who likes to sleep all day. We don't have to teach her anything.
I mean, she's so cute. She's sleeping on the bed.
The most meal prep we do is microwaving her food.
I know. We're so weird. We warm up her food. She gets a little coconut oil. It helps with everything moving around.
But hey, hot tip for older dogs. Sarah has always been maybe wishy-washy about her food. But as soon as we started putting a little water in it and microwaving it, she eats.
Well, to be honest, I think she was having problems with her teeth.
Right. And that's what I'm like. Yeah. A dog isn't going to tell you when they're having problems with their teeth. So if you do have
an older dog, call Ellen, because that's amazing.
So anyway, if you have a dog
it's
that's
true. Yeah,
slowed
she used
down,
to be, I mean, she definitely likes food, but it used to be in the morning because she gets fed twice a day. In the morning, it could sit there for like hours sometimes. She wouldn't touch it. And it would be like when her stomach's eating itself, she'd finally mosey on over.
And there were days, I remember...
She wouldn't eat until like the afternoon.
She would only have, she'd just have one meal a day.
Poor pup.
Which I thought was just fine. She was going to do what she needed to do.
But then once we softened it, she's like, I can eat.
Yeah. Poor dog.
We're the worst parents.
No, you just can't know, you know? She is a funny animal, though.
If you guys haven't seen it and you're friends with one of us on Facebook, you need to check out the video Jake made of our dog. It's Sarah's perspective on social distancing. It's really cool.
You can get an up close and personal view of.
Oh, it's on YouTube too, right?
It is on YouTube. Yeah. You just, I don't remember what we.
Is it Jake VP Music? Is that your account?
I don't remember. I think so.
Wow. We're real good at marketing ourselves.
Yeah. No, but it's, if you look up, what did we call it? A dog's perspective of social distancing.
Yeah. Sarah's story.
Sarah's story. No.
Colon. Yeah, Sarah without the H.
But we did, have we done a podcast? No, we haven't.
What?
So we went to Old Orchard Beach for the first time, which is...
Not my first time.
True.
Jake has been living here. Actually, we should talk about this. Jake has been here for...
2 years?
Officially 2 years.
Indeed.
April 9th was 2 years.
Indeed.
What do you think, Jake?
About living here for 2 years?
Yeah.
I feel like it's been one.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a good sign. Weird.
It's very weird. But no, I feel good about it. And it feels, you know, what it bothers me still is that I don't know a lot of the street names. And that's why I keep asking you that while we're driving.
I actually, today, when you asked me about one of the street names, I had the thought, it came back to me. Like, when we were living out west, you just always knew north, south, east, or west. You're like, yeah, we're heading northeast. And I'm like, wait, what? Here. I mean, I could tell you, like, if you asked me, I would think about it and give you the answer. But we don't use that direction as, like, a source of direction.
Yeah. Well, but the reason, because I've lived now in technically three places where the streets are not set up on a grid. It's just spaghetti. It just throws spaghetti on the wall. The roads move all over the place. Like, they curve and they're windy. And in Boise, it was just a grid.
A grid,
100% a grid. So you knew once you got on Overland, you could go west for 20 miles or whatever until you hit Boise from Meridian.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't change. Like, the roads don't curve. You know exactly where you're going
to
go.
Except when you're used to curves and you're new out there and you're like, every road looks the same.
Exactly. So, I don't know. It's just harder... here and roads here start as one road and turn into another one and then
all
turn
the time,
into another one all the time. So it's just hard for me to get a grasp on it. Like, I remember growing up in Oregon, I would have to, in my brain, I would have to follow a road, like, mentally all the way through town before I could tell you if McDonald's was on that road. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I still have to, I find myself having to do that here, even just going to pick up our Thai food that we... But
well, even me, I've lived in Maine most of my life. Tonight I was like, wait, if I go this way, am I going to take a left or a right? Yeah.
It's weird.
So that's weird. What else do you think about your 2 years?
This winter was rough, daylight wise.
Mm-hmm.
It was more rough than the first winter. So that's, I think, my least favorite part.
Yeah, for sure.
The weather I can deal with. The weather doesn't bother me. It's the thing is the daylight.
And we need to get you one of those vitamin lamps.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. maybe. Maybe that'll help.
Mm-hmm.
But and I don't think it's all that different from anywhere else I've lived. I don't know why. I just notice it more here.
What do you mean? Oh, the darkness?
The time. If you were to actually compare the time.
Well, we have short days. So probably shorter than a lot of other places, if not.
Could be.
Yeah. So that's all you can think of in your 2 years.
No, I mean, I love being here. I feel, especially the more and more ingrained I get into the music scene, the more I fall in love with it every step I take into the music
scene.
Every
step you take.
The amount of weird singing we've been doing has gone up tenfold.
Oh, Lord, help us. This is going to go viral.
Yeah, we're making up.
I apologize.
Amy said, oh, that video is going to go viral. And I was like, that Poochie film sure is going
to
go viral.
He's referring to the film of our dog, just in case you're wondering.
So we made up a bunch of phrases. We're singing songs in weird ways. Oh, boy.
This is what's happening. Yep, been here 2 years. 2 years. Oh, I had my 2-year anniversary at work today.
Today, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot till this afternoon. That? 2 freaking years.
2 years.
2 years, bub.
Yeah, I'll have 2 years in a month.
June.
No, 2 months. June. April, May, June. I still have to count.
Use your knuckles.
What is that with the date? Like,
you've never seen that?
No, I have, but I forgot what it is.
So basically, you start with your left hand. And you make a fist, and your first knuckle, which should be your pointer or index finger, you count as January.
Okay.
And then in between the divot will be February.
But what does this have to do with
days? I'm going
to
tell you, but I just want to make sure you understand. So your index finger knuckle is January. The divot is February. The knuckle on your middle finger is March, and so on. So you do that across your hand, and then you move over to your right hand, right? Any time that you land on a knuckle, it means there's 31 days in the month.
Okay.
In theory, the divot means there's 30, except February, because there's never 30 days in February.
There's 29?
28, usually.
Oh.
But January, so January is 31 days, so is March. January, okay. February, no. March, yes.
April.
April's 30 days. May is 31.
June
is 30. July is 31. August is 31.
Got it. Okay. So that was...
Cuts over to the next hand.
But in theory, you could do it on the same hand. You just double tap that end knuckle, right?
That's no fun. But
use both hands.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. And I've known that trick existed, but I forgot all the details. And so I felt like I've just been wandering around the
sometimes
world with
when
my pants
I have
off.
To like think about... Okay. Sometimes I just put my knuckles on. I'm like, meow, 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 meow.
I still have to count even now, mm-hmm. like today, if I have to write down, like, so for a lesson, for example, I've been recording all of the lessons and dating them and sending them to like via email to mm-hmm. the person after the fact. And I still was like, what are we in? April, January, February, March, April. And my hands go up and I count.
Really?
I have to do it every single time, unless it's my own birthday, like my own birthday month. I know that that's
what
10.
About August?
I still have to count, or I count backwards
no,
from
no,
10.
No, 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 no. We're going to test this right now. Keep your
8.
Hands.
I know that August is 8.
Keep your hands down.
Okay.
June.
5? 6?
Okay.
I just have to count it. I would have to count in my head.
Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. Mark.
3, but I still count it in my head.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know why I can't associate the number with the word.
Interesting.
The name. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Do you know the whole this is another hand trick.
Multiply by 9.
Ugh, of course you do. I thought it was cool. I use it all
the
time though. No, I don't need to because you already know. If you want to do a multiple of 9.
So he explained.
I realized you're not the only one listening.
Probably by now.
I feel like such an idiot. If you're doing a multiple of 9, you just take that number. So if it's like 9 times 5, and you count, hold up all 10 fingers and count one, thumb, two, index, three, four, five, and pull that fifth finger down. And however many digits are on the left side is the tens, and however many digits on the right side is the ones. So it's 45. 9 times 5 is 45.
Yep. Cool. There you have it, folks. Things you're learning from our quarantine. Oh, shoot. Well, that's about it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Sorry.
What else have we been? I feel like there's some, there's some music projects like in the queue, like video projects that we're just waiting to get finished. And then maybe those will be released, but they've been fun to work on.
Get it.
Been trying to work more on writing songs, like lyrical songs.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Just haven't done it as much lately, but.
You should.
What else are you working on for you?
Mm.
Like, what's something you want to get better at?
Getting dressed in the morning. I've been living in sweatpants.
Ooh, your favorite thing has been?
What?
Target delivery or pickup.
Loving it. You know, I'm just like making excuses to do a Target pickup.
Yeah.
Because I can just type in the browser what I need, pay for it right then and there from my comfort of my home, and then walk up to the door. Don't even go inside. No one touches me. They scan my phone and hand me my bag.
These are things I never would have used.
Me either. Pre-COVID. But I love it.
Yeah.
Drano, vitamins, contact solution. Done today. Didn't have to do anything.
Blammy. Got it done.
No, I mean, I've been pretty bad about working out, but I need to get better. I just don't.
Can't put too much pressure on yourself. Keep it fun. I am a guy that's just all about fun. Keep it fun. Learning this about myself, the Enneagram.
Right.
We know this. All right.
Okay, Mr. Fun, I'm going to go.
Should we call it? We should. Everyone.
What's the number? 8675309. You said call it.
Let's call it, as in let's call this.
I knew what you meant.
Cool.
When I have to explain the joke, it's not funny.
Ugh.
That was the grossest. I just spit. Okay, I gotta go. Bye.
Everybody be cool and enjoy your stimulus checks. Okay, bye.